What I'm about to say is very important. It's important that you timestamp this video if you want to see who is right, who is wrong, what is coming next. I've made a series of videos on specific dates where I said something was coming ahead of time. They played out, and we moved on to the next timestamp. This one is very important because this video that I am going to explain what the President of the United States is doing and what the government is doing, along with the Federal Reserve, totally separate entities. It's not federal. It has no reserves. It's a private bank. They are going to deceive the American people right up into the election. And what blows my mind is that they're lying on such a level that they are fumbling in their words. They are having to look down in their notes. They can't even speak and look into a camera. So I want you to timestamp this video. I want you to save this, download it if you can. Don't forget it, because there are a lot of false teachers out there talking about economics and they have zero clue what is happening. So I'll put my neck on the line and tell you what's coming next. A lot of people, all they do on the internet is tell you what's happening right now. They don't have the guts to project what's coming. So here we go. Last November, I stated the Federal Reserve and the government had a plan to lower interest rates just a little bit. I'm talking about the federal funds rate. I said it's not going to have much effect at all. In the first few days, it will on mortgage rates, but then it'll pop right back up because of a crisis in the bond market. I said how they're going to do this is this spring, and type one if you remember me saying this. I said they're going to start to come out with inflation numbers and data that's not bad. It's a little better. And it's going to go over a few months, little by little. This data is going to come out. It's going to get a little better. See all the ones, the people that remember me saying this? And then what's going to happen is they're going to lower rates. But they're only going to lower it by 25 basis points. And the maximum they're going to lower it by is a total of 75 basis points. So three rate cuts. But those rate cuts are not going to come until right before the election. I also explained in detail, if you remember, everyone typing one remembers me saying this. Last November, I said, when they do this, they're going to put the rate cuts super close to the election because of the time delay it takes for that resurgence of inflation to happen, right? For all the data to come in for the companies to report their earnings, and then it for the speculation to happen, all right? I also said ahead of time that the government is going to open up ways, floodgates, for people to borrow more money, which will entangle them in debt deeper. Yet, what it will do is it will make this sense of prosperity, because debt is the only thing that leads to prosperity as of right now in America. That's what I want to stop. I want to stop wrong thinking, and I want to see people become wealthy. All right. But it's a hard road. That's why very few people are going to be wealthy. But I'm going to tell you right now, all of you listening, if you're trying to get out of debt right now, you are seeing these signs, you're scaling back on your spending, and you're looking forward to the crash, you're all going to be wealthy. All at different levels, you're going to be wealthy. All right. Type two, if you agree with that. So now I lined out that they're going to push these rate hikes right to the back end, right up against the election to deceive people. And they're going to open up all this lending. So in about 4 to 6 weeks, the floodgates open in the mortgage industry where the government is going to start purchasing second mortgages along with HELOCs. It's going to open up a floodgate. It's a trap. And I've got a way to show all of you how to make a lot of money from it, because I made money from it back in 2001 when second mortgages were a thing. But it's going to deceive people. Okay, they're going to feel rich. They're going to have that wealth effect for just a short period of time. Now, the other day, the CPI came out pretty darn good. It was like, hey, it's going down. This looks good. The PPI, the producer price index, was higher year over year, but it also came back a little bit. It's looking good. So what they're doing is over the next 3 months, they're going to say, it's good. It's getting better. It's getting better. Jerome Powell will keep going, Well, we're data driven. We don't see it. Yep, it's getting better. We don't see it. By the fourth month, they're going to go, you know what? It's good enough. We're going to lower rates. Now, they have done this three times, maybe four times in the past since 1972, because they are scared to death of the alternative to who's running for president. Because he's already calling for, I want the Federal Reserve disbanded. I want them, their charter revoked. I want them out of the scene. I want the Treasury to be in charge of printing money. Please understand this. Type 3 if you understand. And actually, type 4 if you don't. I want you to be honest, because once we start realizing, you don't know what you don't know until you know it, right? And how all of these, I'm going to show you a story, because I did a video about this complete tool, right? And I call him a tool, not Neil Cavuto, but this guy, because he's a lying sack of crap. And the other day he got caught in a lie and he was fumbling over his words. You see, a good lie or a good con man have something very in common. There's enough truth in the story to believe it. But there's another step to a good con man. And this is very important for people to understand. Not only is there enough truth in the pitch, the story, the idea to believe it, the con man will invoke your selfish desires. He or she will tap into your selfish desires very subtly. And what happens is it causes you, the person, to lean in. And every single one of us have selfish desires. I have them too. And that is exactly what the presidency is doing right now. So we have gotten to a point where our country is completely outside of the rule of law, and we need the rule of law in our country. They are tapping in. How they're doing this is they're bringing immorality into our country and they're tapping into our selfish desires. And we have to fight that for the common good. So now, this is what I'm about to explain. When they get us right up to that election, there are going to be numbers in the stock market that are going to look amazing. You've noticed that Walmart and other companies are coming out with stellar earnings. We all know the fact is this is going to cause a resurgence in inflation. If you couple that with the slight lowering of the Fed funds rate as a fake out, it is going to cause a surge of inflation. Then if you add the ability for homeowners around the nation that are locked into their homes to tap into their equity, it doesn't matter that the homes aren't selling. It doesn't matter that inventory is rising. When the government says we're going to buy up second mortgages, all the people that are hurting super bad that went out and bought a, think about this, during the shutdown, they went and bought cars they couldn't afford. I was speaking with a buddy of mine that owns a exotic car dealership, and he said a guy walked in and he said this was common. He goes, and every Lambo dealer I go to, all these exotic cars, because you guys know that I like fast cars, right? That's my thing. I like fast cars. I've never really owned one. The fastest car I've ever owned was a Porsche. And it was, you know, 10 years old. But my point being is someday I'm going to go and buy these cars at rock bottom prices. I'm going to do it in front of everybody. Say, see, this is what happens when we have patience, right? But I went in and I said, he said one gentleman went from a Honda Accord and traded it in for a Lamborghini. $250,000 he spent, and he got a 15-year loan, and it's absolutely insane. Well, remember, we've told stories about all of these crazy people, and they are crazy because they're spending more than they have. They're completely delusional about economics or finance. They want to look wealthy without being wealthy, right? Sad thing is they do fool a lot of people, but they ran out and got $1,000 payments on used F-150 trucks that were like 4 or 5 years old, and they're paying, you know, $49,000 for the truck, $49,000 in interest, right? Okay, those same people are about to get into, tap into their equity, keep the bubble popped up a little bit, but it's not what you think, because they're going to be debt consolidation and they're going to go and speculate. This is the big part. They're going to be speculating in the stock market, but they're really going to dive into crypto. When cryptocurrency ran from $500 to $19,000 and change in 2017, I read stories and watched people personally pull equity against their homes, mortgage their homes extremely high, to go in and buy crypto. They were completely wiped out when it crashed, and they did sell. So they took massive losses. We see this every time the government allows spending and borrowing at a high level. They're doing everything that they can to get you to vote a specific way. Now, I'm going to show you a video. Again, Biden's economic advisor caught in lies, being called out by Neil Cavuto. And you'll notice in the video as we play it, he has to keep looking down at his notes, because as Neil's calling him out in a rush, he's looking at his notes and his talking points. He's like, here's a talking point. And Neil's like, I didn't ask that question. Here's another talking point. Yeah, I didn't ask that question. You see, they are caught so red-handed in lies. And the reason why I want you to timestamp this video, I will be right. As a matter of fact, how many of you agree with me or already have thought this? Type 6 down below. How many people believe that the Federal Reserve, in conjunction with the administration, White House administration right now, are working on a plan to deceive the nation, to keep lying? Like where Biden said inflation was 9%, but really it was 1.4% when he got into office. This is very important that people understand this, because in the end, there is a special day where I'm going to come out and say, look at that video, that video, that video, because all of these talking idiots on social media, and I'm going to call them idiots because they're sheep without clothing. And that's why I bug the crap out of them. I live in their dome rent free. I'm not joking. To them, I'm the idiot. That's not that fancy. Well, get ready, because I'm doing all these videos for a reason. So here we go. This is out of Zero Hedge. Watch Chief Economic. And let's get the meta. Let's just say that out loud. The meta. Let's get the big picture here, right? Watch Chief Economic Advisor refusing to admit Biden is lying about inflation. It says, Biden's chief economic advisor refused to admit Thursday that the president keeps telling a huge lie by claiming that inflation was 9% when he took office, when it was really 1.4% and shot up to 9% under Biden himself. Remember, I did a video the channel was like 6 months old, and I did a video about lumber. There was like 30,000 people subscribed, because I stood out in front of a Home Depot and I said, lumber futures are exploding. Don't worry about it. It's going to come crashing down. I get the lumber still is high prices. I was talking about futures. And then there was going to give some forgiveness in the price of physical lumber. But there were some shortages that were done on purpose. It was weird when some mills shut down and some burnt down. But I said, it's because the nation's about to be gripped in that next coming August or September with real inflation, not just lumber. That was inflation because of a supply chain crunch, because everyone ran out and built a deck or a fence while they were sitting at home, right? They were forced to be home. I said, the whole nation's about to be gripped in that August or September when inflation reports come out, and electricity, gas, gasoline, food, everything's going to go up, and we're going to start an actual wave of real inflation in our country that we haven't seen since the 70s. And it was a big deal. Well, it started, and then it was Jerome Powell that came out in December and said, you know what, we're going to get on top of it. Again, remember, 3 to 4 months of inflation data. Then they're like, all right, we'll do something. But he said, we're not going to do it until, let's say 4 or 5 months from now, because he wanted it to get really ramped up. He wants you slowly losing your job. Okay, that's the ultimate goal. And what they want to do is, if for some reason the power changes, they want to be able to blame the next guy that comes in. And I want to make sure you all remember who actually caused all of this. So here we go. This is Neil Cavuto talking with the economic advisor. I'm going to get this up really close to the camera. And then what we're going to do is, let me know if you can hear it properly. I want you to look at the economic advisor. That's the complete piddling little piece of crap that shouldn't have this. And I want to let you know, he has a background in music, and I actually want to make something very clear. He has a background in music. You'll also find a lot of the advisors have backgrounds that have nothing to do in the White House with what their degree was in. And they usually come down to music. I want you to understand this, and type 7 if you know what I'm talking about. Satan, Lucifer, if you believe in God, you better believe in him. Very real. Was the angel of music. He was the most beautiful angel. And the reason why I'm saying this, and it's very important, is because we are very deceived through music because of frequency, pitch, tone, and hooks. We are very easily manipulated through music. That is why Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and all of these other girls have rocketed to stardom. And I actually have a little bit of a background in this because they inked deals with Satan himself. That's why they've got to always throw out a little bit of the truth, like during the Super Bowl, where right next to her is this satanic priestess throwing out satanic signs, wearing all these pentagrams. Do you remember that? Okay, the reason why these people have these music backgrounds is because they have certain ones of them have an innate ability to be able to deceive. I know that sounds crazy. It may sound crazy to you, but you know what? Type 7 if it doesn't, if you get what I'm talking about. All right, here we go. So this is out of Zero Hedge, but this is out of Twitter, this video. And this is Neil Cavuto talking to the president's economic advisor. And watch how he keeps looking down at his notes because he's freaking out. Let me know if you can hear this all right.
John, why does he keep saying that? You're his top economic, you're the head of the Council of Economic Advisors. Do you ever whisper in his ear, Mr. President, just to be technical about it, it wasn't 9% when you assumed office, it was 1.4%. It got as high as 9% in 2022. You brought it down from that, but it was never, ever, ever 9% when you came into office. So why does he keep saying it?
Well, first of all, let me point out that in that very quote you played, the president talked about how concerned he was for households struggling with prices that he consistently
characterizes as too high. That's not what I asked you. Okay, so why does he keep misrepresenting this?
He's making the point that the factors that caused inflation to climb to 9% were in place when he took office.
No, I think that's not what he said. He said it was at 9%. It would eventually get to 9% a little over a year after that. But the fact of the matter is it wasn't 9%. So if I can't trust him quoting data in real time, why should I believe what he's talking about now?
So the annual growth in core inflation in the second quarter of 21 was, in fact, about 9%. And his point about inflation down 60% off its peak is very much the case. So
no, it wasn't. It was not. It was not at that. So you're almost as bad as he is. Why can't you just say it was high? It got as high as 9%. You'd be accurate in saying that. And we have now brought it down and we're struggling in around the 3% area. But it's better than it was. But instead, to hang it on his predecessor that you inherited something that was through the roof when we were in the middle of COVID, it just seems to the American people, whether you're Republican or Democrat.
Notice how he keeps looking down at his notes.
Well, hold on. I hear you. I hear you. The president was making the point that I think is unequivocally true.
So just like Neil said, you're lying, you're lying, you're lying. I wish we could get this point out to more people before the election. Because there are people that are so confused. The media is barraging them with lies. The White House, it always has had a social media section, but there's a total shift in the way that the White House is trying to wait to get to the young people through propaganda, through social media influencers. My eyes, it's like one of those things that you know is true in life, but when you see it happen or you experience something, you're just still blown away. Just absolutely blown away. And that, I had this insane epiphany when I started social media and I started to get to know the social media influencers, and especially in the finance, how many of them are complete frauds, straight up frauds. And I've had multiple people, no joke, say, oh, wow, you're the real deal. The frauds would say that. And at first, it was because they found out things about me and my finances, what I do for a living, because I was trying to sort of get together with them and do something, some kind of business. And then I find, oh my gosh, these people are complete fakes. Well, You know, that's one side of the equation. Think about those influencers that are doing like the dumb things, like all I do is play video games at night and, you know, millions of people watch me. Or you get the people that are, you know, doing stupid stuff on the internet for clicks, right? The administration is getting with them and saying, hey, you know, why don't you come to the White House? We'll do all these things together and talk. And then they're talking about how cool the president is and stuff. And I'm like, this is insane. How can we get the truth out? So here's the thing. I truly am asking you to timestamp this video. Hit the download button, keep it on your phone, and call me out if I'm wrong by the election. I'm calling multiple, up to three rate cuts of 25 basis points at a time. I'm calling for the next two or three months from now, because we already had one CPI call. That was not bad. It came down a little bit. It's coming down. Things are good. And there's going to be a ramp up, an explosion in second mortgages and coming this summer. And then you're going to see news media coming out and just hailing Biden's plan is working. So I'm telling you, all of that stuff's going to happen. And I don't think you could find anyone with the cojones to tell you that kind of stuff or that kind of call on YouTube. And that's why I want you to snapshot it. And if I'm wrong, cool. I've been wrong before, but I do not believe that I'm wrong about this. And if I'm not, I'm telling you one thing. Gold's at an all-time high pretty much because the gold traders are waiting, anticipating for them to lower rates. Silver's hit over $30. I think it's almost $31 right now because they are waiting, drooling over the fact that the Fed's going to lower rates. Even this fake out's going to pump those things. I told everyone, go buy this. It's exploding, right? The Bitcoin is going to go over $100,000 this year. Don't take my word for it. I'm just a dude with a bro hawking a dream. Barely made it through high school. Handed a diploma that I didn't deserve because I had all Fs. And they said, just go. We just want you gone because it was paid for. Disgusting. But you know what? I'm so grateful for that education or lack thereof because I was a horrible student. But when I started to learn about money and becoming wealthy, I got addicted. And I'm living proof that anybody can do it. I didn't have a dime to my name when I got married. I actually had to get a loan from my wife to move out of my parents' house. You want to talk pathetic? That's pathetic. That's low, right? Cool. That's me. That's the truth. That's the dude that's talking to you right now. That's the dude that's making these calls. That's the dude that's living in all these other YouTubers and some guys at Fox Business in their dome rent free. And the reason why I tell you that is because I'm not ashamed at all, because I know where I came from and I'm never, ever, ever going to forget it. Because the second you forget where you came from, you're going to lose where you're going. You and I are Ninja Nation. We ain't that fancy. We just want to be left alone. But since the government's poking the bear is going to roar and we're coming at them. And the way we're coming at them is we're not believing their propaganda. We're getting out of debt and we're going to go crush it. You and I are going to be competing with BlackRock. You and I are going to be competing with Chase. If this doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. Type 10 if you like this, if you want to do this, if you're ready for this. And even if you don't feel like you're ready, you're going to get more ready. And then you're getting more ready. And then we're going to go crush it and we're going to win. End of story. Timestamp this video. It's coming. The ninja is out.